from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The NFL draft is in the books. The Las Vegas Raiders. My favorite pick of the draft, Brock Bowers, tight end out of Georgia. But to go through the Raiders draft with us, one of the very best young journalists in the game, Tashawn Reed from The Athletic. He covers the Las Vegas Raiders. Tashawn, thanks so much for making time for us today, man.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate the kind words.
Yes, sir. All right, so you and Vic Tafer wrote something really interesting in The Athletic about just kind of this draft and the vibe around the building with Tom Telesco and with Antonio Pierce. How do you think this draft might have looked different for the Raiders under the previous regime?
It's hard to say. I think their needs would still be the same, you know, in terms of what everybody was focused on going into the draft, quarterback, offensive tackle, cornerback. You know, and in terms of the quarterback situation, there really wasn't, you know, much they could do. I mean, there weren't any available that were worthy of the pick when they came on the board at 13th overall. Maybe they would have had a little bit more urgency to go get that quarterback. It would have been year three for the previous regime of Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler. And, you know, especially with the Jimmy Garoppolo move not working out, it would have been a lot of pressure on them to land that quarterback of the future right now. And so maybe they would have heightened their offers that they made, you know, to the Commanders for the second overall pick, or even to the Patriots for the third overall pick, or, you know, moving up to get a guy like, you know, Michael Penix or J.J. McCarthy, maybe would have been more of a possibility. But I think with this regime, you know, Antonio Pierce, I know he was interim coach last year, but this is really year one for him. And same for the GM, Tom Telesco. While they were still exploring avenues to add a quarterback, you know, I don't think they had the same level of urgency that there probably would have been with the previous regime.
You know, when we look at the pick that they did make, Brock Bowers, it just, like for me, it was just such a spectacular pick, like the best player available at that moment, a guy who can be a game changer for them. And it felt right. And it also felt like something that in the past, maybe the Raiders would have botched. Just where are you at with that pick, and how do you think he fits in with Mayer and their current group?
Yeah, honestly, when it first came in, I didn't get it. You know, I just thought, even, you know, with the quarterbacks being gone, I thought there were some offensive tackle and cornerback prospects that were still available at that point in the draft that would have made sense to take at 13. And even if you didn't think they were, you know, worthy of being taken at 13, you know, you could maybe trade back and get them later on. That's probably, you know, what I would have done, just my initial reaction. But you know, after sitting on it for a few more days, it makes sense. As you said, Brock Bowers was far and away the best player on their draft board, and you know, he's arguably a top five player, you know, when you put positional value aside in the draft. You know, it is a rich pick to use on a tight end, considering, you know, they just took Michael Mayer with a second round pick last year, but that was a different regime. And so you know, they're going to make moves for what fits them now. And there's a lot of opportunity for those players to stay on the field together as well, given Bowers' you know, versatility. He's a guy that he can line up as an inline tight end, but he really spent most of his time at Georgia in the slot. as a receiver, and then also split out wide as a receiver, and even play some H-back lining up in the backfield. And, you know, Mayer, he isn't a guy that's strictly an inline tight end either. He can also split out wide and play receiver. And so they can move those two guys around and work them in with their receivers. Obviously, Devontae Adams leads the way, and Jacoby Myers had a really strong year last year. And so they have a lot of weapons, you know, when it comes to the passing game. It's just a question of, you know, who's throwing them the ball.
Tashawn Reed covers the Las Vegas Raiders for The Athletic. Were you surprised they didn't take a quarterback at all?
No. I mean, if you look at Tom Telesco's history, like, I know he took Easton Stick with the Chargers, but he typically doesn't draft quarterbacks unless it's like he's the guy. You know, like,
sure.
It's pretty clear that he's stepping in, he's starting. And, you know, once those top guys went off the board, there really weren't any more of those types of players available. Spencer Rattler, who didn't go into the fifth round, you know, he had some starting upside, but there's just a lot of questions about whether he'd be ready to do so in year one. And so, given they put a lot of a significant amount of resources, I would say, into Gardner Minshew. I mean, 2 years, $25 million isn't nothing. And
yeah.
They have Aiden O'Connell in tow already, who's, you know, essentially their starter for most of the season last year. You know, they weren't going to force it. Just, you know, to take a guy, just to take a guy would add unnecessary controversy and discussion about who's going to be the guy and things of that nature. And so, and again, you know, it's year one, so they don't necessarily have to have their quarterback of the future in place this year. I know fans are eager for that, you know, but, you know, there's always next year.
There's always Kirk Cousins next year when they've got a
stop.
Yeah. What do you think about this Jackson Powers Johnson pick? It, you know, the Raiders did need to address their offensive line. He seems like he's a good one. Whether he can, you know, what position he's going to play, I don't think we know quite yet. But just what were your overall thoughts when they were able to land him?
Well, he's going to play guard. You know, they re-signed Andre James as center this offseason. So he'll be a guard for sure. It's just a matter of which side he lines up on. But I think he's another guy that many people would have said was the best player available, you know, with that pick, you know, in the second round. Mm-hmm. I think most people had him rated as a first-round caliber player. And so they got good value there. And he's a guy that should be able to start year one. And then, you know, down the road, you know, who knows what happens with James, you know, if you need him to play center, you know, 2 or 3 years down the line, he can do that as well. You know, he's All-American at that position. At Oregon last year. And he just fits that mindset that they're looking for under Antonio Pierce, that gritty player, physical, you know, not afraid to, you know, kind of be a little dirty in certain moments and kind of embody that right away that they used to be known for back in the day. And so it just makes sense. I know that offensive tackle is, you know, considered to be a more premium position, you know, than guard. But good players are good players, you know, and if he was far and away their top-rated offensive lineman at that point, which he was, then they made the right move in taking him.
Talking with Tashawn Reed, covers the Las Vegas Raiders for The Athletic. They took two corners, and I know corner is kind of one of their biggest needs, or was one of their biggest needs going into the draft. They take two, both of them on day three. Do you think either DeCameron Richardson or MJ Devonshire will get a chance to start this season?
I mean, they have an uphill battle, I would say. You know, currently on the roster, the Raiders, you know, sort of have a two-way competition in terms of veterans between Ja'Korian Bennett and Brandon Faison. And mm-hmm. maybe Richardson or MJ could get involved in that competition. You never know how practice can go in OTAs and training camp. But, you know, be a little bit of a uphill battle, I would say. And also, I think cornerback is a position that the Raiders could potentially look at free agent options as well. Mm. I mean, Stephon Gilmore is still out there, Xavien Howard, Steven Nelson, and there's a couple other, you know, veteran starting caliber cornerbacks to where, you know, if they want more of a immediate answer at that position, they could go get a veteran. Whereas I really do think with Richardson and MJ, they're more long-term guys that are kind of raw and need to be developed before they're ready to start, you know, right away.
Overall, just what is the vibe there in Las Vegas? It feels like this is a group that's sort of come through like kind of a dark, awkward time. And, you know, Antonio Pierce really did kind of capture the imagination of everybody. And things are kind of, it feels like the momentum is good. But what is it like when you're there? And is it different than it was last year at this time when things were a little unsettled?
Yeah, I think the main difference is everybody is having, I shouldn't say everybody, but there's a sense that, you know, everybody is having fun coming to work now. They enjoy the culture. It's a more positive environment. Not to say that they're, you know, not still working hard and, you know, instilling discipline and things of those nature, but it's not as authoritarian, you know, as people described it to be under the previous regime. People are more comfortable being themselves, and, you know, that might, fans may not think that that's a big deal, but that stuff does factor in to team success and, you know, building something that's sustainable over time. Now, does it mean that they're going to make the playoffs and make a run this year? No, but, you know, when you're in your first year, that's the kind of stuff that's really important, that carries on forward. And so, you know, their roster, I think it's improved, you know, you could say. I mean, between signing Christian Wilkins and, you know, you got two guys who should be starters right away in Brock Bowers and Jackson Powers Johnson. And, you know, we'll see a quarterback, maybe Minshew, if he wins the job, can be an upgrade over what they had last year. But I still think they're probably about the same caliber of team, you know, 8 or 9 win team. And, you know, it's still super early. You know, we'll see how things, you know, play out over OTAs and training camp. But, you know, it'd be a surprise, I think, if they made a big jump this year. I just think, you know, between the quarterback position, cornerback, and the offensive line kind of collectively where that unit stands, I just think there's a lot of question marks that kind of make it hard to see the team making a big jump in terms of wins. But from a culture standpoint, I feel pretty comfortable saying that they're in a much better place than they were last year.
Check him out at The Athletic. He is Tashawn Reed. He covers the Las Vegas Raiders and does a great job doing so and did a great job with us today. Thank you so much for making time, man. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all having me.
Tashawn Reed, one of the reasons I subscribe to The Athletic. He and Vic Tafer do a really good job on the Raiders. Mm-hmm.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.